7. Guards stood by holding shotguns as I marched with half a dozen other prisoners down a hallway leading to the court building. We were placed in a holding area, bigger but otherwise very like the cell I had occupied at the beginning of my Oakland PD experience. 3 of my fellow cellmates were black, 2 were Hispanic, and 1 white. It was the white guy who made me most nervous. He had a Hell's Angels tattoo on one enormous bicep and a swastika on the other, completely shaved head and a bushy black beard. A large tattoo of an Uzi covered his forearm. The others looked like ordinary people, quite young, who had gotten themselves into some mess or other, probably drugs. Each of us sat stiffly on our portion of the wooden slab that went for a bench, shoulders bent, staring straight ahead, lost in thought. What would the court do to us? Where would it all lead? We were cut off from a society that just didn't give a shit. A murder had been committed, and I was the guy they locked up for it. Did anyone on the outside really care if I was innocent or guilty? I had been in jail for only 48 hours, and yet I could feel that a transformation had come over me. Defeat. Demoralization. Hopelessness. What about the guys who spend years in prison? I sat passively waiting for the next authority figure to tell me what to do. I looked across at the Hulk with the tattoos. He seemed as dehumanized, powerless as the rest of us. For the moment, his physical strength would do him no good. Perhaps in prison, his tattoos suggested previous acquaintance with that institution, he would fare better than the rest of us. Certainly than me. My name was called over the loudspeaker.